Hi, everybody. We're here again. This is Saturday night, live on the Light Ship, and this is the first Saturday in April. It's April 5th, 2014. And tonight, we're going to go to the Light Ship to have a birthday party. So, I know one special guest, Mike. We're going to have a birthday party with him, maybe some other people, but we'll see. We'll get out the little whistleblowers and stuff and balloons, and if there's only one person, then Mike will have everybody singing happy birthday to him. So here we go. So hi, Mike. And let's now go and bring up the light bean if you have it there. Go to creationlightship.com, bring it up, and we'll just start clearing away just some issues here. So let's just work with, I think I'll work with pain tonight just to do a pain body clearing for samples. So if you have pain in your body, we'll do some pain releases. So here we go. Think of your pain. Maybe you want to put your hand there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we just got off of our 4-hour call today. This is our month starting for the special physical body rejuvenation series. So we've been doing that today. That's where it started. Tomorrow's our 8-hour call. And it starts Pacific time, 10 a.m. And we have a lot of fun getting rid of these alien replicas, critters, and things that are liking our body inside of us and wiggling around, and we get rid of them. So here we go. We'll do a clearing here. So I'll first talk about timeline crashes. Some people are interested in that. We've had a lot of sometimes emails from people, and they want to have a specific clearing. Maybe they have a sore toe or something, or this, that, or the other, maybe over the last month. And the main thing, just go in and do timeline crashes on it. That's probably your best bet, and I'll do some samples of that. If you happen to have something that's stronger, something that's more involved with stuff, then you may want to do the body rejuvenation series, body jumpstart. And that one, is, I believe, a 3-month clearing. And you have some whole lifetime clearings in there, which you can just do one time. That's all that's needed. And if you like that clearing, after you do those particular whole lifetime ones, then you can go in and get the unlimited version of that online because you've already did that whole lifetime clearing. So that's the way that kind of works. So let's do a timeline crash. I'll do a few of these here. So let's work with the body. Maybe you have a sore neck. So we'll do things above your neck, situations there, and we'll do maybe 5 timelines, and we'll just see if that tends to help you. So here we go. One timeline. I'll just do it quickly here because we have our show with the Light Ship. So 1 timeline cleared, 2 cleared, 3 cleared, 4 cleared, 5 cleared. And what I'm doing now will not work on the archives with these timeline crashes. Next one here. Think of another situation that you may have. Maybe we'll go from your, maybe under the armpits, we'll say up. Maybe you have a shoulder condition, arm condition or something. So here we go. 1 timeline cleared, 2 cleared, 3 cleared, 4 cleared, 5 cleared. And let's now just do... maybe your trunk of your body, your basic body cavity. So if you have a concern there, 1 timeline cleared, 2 cleared, 3 cleared, 4 cleared, 5 timelines cleared. And remember, you may not feel anything until maybe now, until the show is over. So the timelines take typically 5 minutes or so to clear, up to maybe an hour. And if you do feel a little bit of relief, then by all means go in and, at least do 1 week of timeline crashes. It's $20. Go in there and pay it and do your timeline crashes to get off that situation, the problem that you're dealing with. Timeline crashes can also be used for things that are not body related, maybe situations related too. But let's continue on with the body. Let's go waist on down to your feet. So 1 timeline release, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just see what happens as your day moves on tomorrow here. You may start to feel some relief from these situations of physical experiences that you may be having. let's do one for your fear body. This is an energetic fear clearing. So let's do that one. So here we go. Releasing a fear that you might have. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do the light beam in a couple minutes here. And next one we'll do for a clearing on is feeling body. Most people need that also. Remember, everybody here is in fear. And if you use the word feeling a lot, and that body's stressed out, over-amped, then you're going to be using the word fear. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do one more here. Let's do one for anger. So think of an anger that you may have. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Okie-doke. So let's bring up the light beam, everybody. And we'll energize the light beam to bring peace into your room and into you. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So the Earth Spirit's integrating more. People may want to know about that. It's, to me, sort of stealth feeling, kind of invisible and everything. So everything is going, I guess, pretty well. It's still at 100%, which is good. And I'll just turn it back over to Kathy here. We'll bring Kathy on. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. Ron, I'm in CLS questions at yahoo.com reading some of the testimonies that have come in over the week. And I see some here for timeline crashes like you just did for us, for our body, and for different emotions. And so I'd like to read one to you right now. She writes, she's from Midwest, she says, I'm finishing up timeline crashes for better vision for my eyes. It's going on 100,000 minutes. She's guessing that must be about 10,000 timelines. So now her vision is better. Her goal is to not need glasses or contact lenses. And she's wondering if she's getting close to that goal. Should she do more timeline crashing?
Well, that's pretty good. Boy, you look pretty clean to me. Kind of see what it feels like to you if you need to do more. Since you're doing it, you're probably used to it by now. I'd probably do it for another week and see what happens. Also, you might look at, I've had some people go in and use the timeline crashes a different way. They would, you know, what I mentioned before, to go to where the situation started. So maybe you had your first pair of glasses. Maybe, we'll just talk about people who have glasses. Maybe you needed to have glasses at 10 years of age, and now you've been wearing them ever since. And you may want to go in at the age of 10 and clear that. Another thing to do is possibly you may want to go into, if you get told by someone, we'll say you go to the eye doctor and they say, well, yeah, your glasses are kind of weak and, you know, you need to get, a different prescription on them. They're weak because you're not seeing too well. Well, maybe there's something in your future that you might be able to clear. So I'm just thinking, maybe you might want to go, maybe you have an appointment in 2 weeks. So why don't you go maybe a month in the future on a timeline, because it may exist. Remember, the aliens have everything categorized and choreographed for you. And you may want to go into the future when you're wearing those glasses and crash your future timeline. Remember, in the light, you're only in the now. In the dark side, you're all over the map. So you may want to try that and just see if that tends to help. And for glasses and situations, entities could come into you also and cause poor eyesight. So you may want to look at that and do that. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
In the fast chat, the user-friendly BBS fast chat, if you're on a computer, you can click on the fast chat link under Ron's program, Creation Lightship Healing, under BBS Station 2. You can read the comments in the fast chat and also the announcements that the moderator is posting, and kind of helps you keep up, and you can put your questions there too. And Ron, you had just done that timeline crash for body issues, and some of the listeners are commenting that that was right on cue because they had some injuries. One of them even fell on the ice last night, so really appreciate that. Now, back over to CLS questions. You did get a question here of someone asking about a Faraday cage, a Faraday shield, wondering if that would be useful, and should they go ahead and get one, make one, invest the time, you know, and put one around their bed to help prevent something that they're, you know, trying to avoid, like alien visitations, etc. So could he have your opinion on this, Ron, the Faraday shield or cage?
Well, so the question is it going to help? I think it would help. I can't say it's going to get rid of aliens or other things, but remember, they use a Faraday cage. The reason why it was created initially by Mr. Faraday a long time ago is to keep the radiation inside of a room. So in the old days, what you had was a building that was all metal, where maybe they had electronic transmitters, transmitters to keep that radiation from coming out. So another way of stating this here, you probably have all used or seen a microwave, okay? And, you know, people put food in there, and, you know, I won't talk about how it damages everything, but just forgetting that. If you look at the glass door, that is part of a Faraday cage, and the microwave is all metal. And so if you look at the door with the glass, you can see little small holes with a piece of metal. So that would be a Faraday cage to keep the microwaves from coming out and harming you. So that's what it's for, is to keep stuff contained. And also, things will not come in. It's the same process. Things won't come in, and things cannot get out. So could it help you? Well, it depends what frequency and how big those holes are or the spacing of the wire. I would venture to say that you'd probably be better off getting some type of maybe like silver foil, tin foil, aluminum foil, we'll call it. They make the stuff for water heaters that work out well. I think Lowell will sell it. I think it's like maybe a four-foot high tube, about a foot in diameter when it's wrapped up. I think it's 25 feet in length. Cost on it, I'll just guess around $40. So you could check that out too and put that on your walls. That can help. When I was driving around one day, out of the area, I came across a house, and they actually had tinfoil on their window. So what could that be for? Insulation, or do they know about energies coming in through their window? So that's another way to look at it. So yeah, will it help? I don't know. The whole pattern on it depends what it is. If you wanted to make a completely metal shielded room, in a sense, it'd be kind of like a cooler, you know, that people have in restaurants where they put their stuff in and ground it. That would probably work very well, but I can't guarantee that. So I guess next question, but it would cut out anything coming in, like cell phones and different things like that, if you're really sensitive. So I can talk about that. It would work. That's what they use it for. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, earlier in the program, you mentioned the New Earth Spirit and gave us an update about it, and there's some comments that I think were not yet read about the New Earth Spirit that you brought in last week, and some people are just saying that they can feel its presence, and they're very happy about it. They just feel so wonderful and more alert, more alive, and just hope that it stays. Wondering... Also, if the newer spirit could possibly I don't know, handle or deal with or correct the radiation timeline we're on? And if not, can she timeline crash radiation for herself?
Well, you could timeline crash radiation to get off of that timeline, yes. So where you have awareness someplace or something that's happening to you, there is a timeline that you're living on with that particular situation. So I would timeline crash that. And, you know, I can't tell you how many to do, but just timeline crash until you feel that it's over when you're off of that timeline. So that's kind of what I would say there. As far as the air spirit taking care of that, I don't know yet, you know. No clue as yet. So back to you, Kathy.
The thing about the timeline crashes is that they're so good to do. They handle all kinds of situations that you many listeners write to ask Ron about. If you equate timeline crash to timeline equal situation equal you can crash it, and therefore timeline crash could be used in many different ways besides emotional. And there's someone here who wrote in from Vancouver or the British Columbia area, and she says, "Dear Ron, it's way easier to stay present these days after experiencing a new Earth energy." She notices that sooner, that when she starts to think, she can drop her thoughts into her heart center automatically. She says it's getting very calm and peaceful being in the present. Thank you for sharing these comments, everyone, and your questions. And I'll try to get through as many as I can. And another question about, these timeline crashes, they do. They want to be sure to put them in the Earth transport clearing. Just a reminder, someone's asking about it, and yes, you can transfer your timeline crashes into the Earth transport clearing. That's free. And usually the moderator posts the user name and the password to that clearing at the end of the program in the fast chat. So you can always look for it there and have access to it. And try to do it and keep up with all your online clearings as frequently as possible so you can store it in the bank, as Ron says. Okay, so let's see. I did want to make an announcement, too, that Ron is going to be speaking again and in person at another expo. This one's in California starting April 24th. It's in Santa Rosa. And also that the dates of that have been posted continuously in the fast chat. And so if you'd like to see Ron, or you may live in the San Francisco area, Northern California, it's in San Mateo at the San Mateo Conference Center. It's a new location for this expo. It's called the New Living Expo. And so Ron will be there with I think he'll have some talks, won't you, Ron? And also the Light Infusion Chamber and his exhibit.
Yeah,
talk about it?
We have the healing monitors and also the light chamber. And I have two talks. I don't have the schedule in front of me here, but I will be talking 2 days. I believe probably Saturday and Sunday. So anyway, hope to see you there. And we have people I know coming from Canada on both coasts, East and West Coast coming, and I have people from New York coming. So this is kind of going to be really, really neat and special. I think a lady from Hawaii is coming too, so we have a lot of people showing up just to come there. So it's great. And it's interesting to have the people come from that far of distance, because they know that it works. And they've been there before, or maybe they're very curious, but I know that they only come and they save up, you know, the money to come there to do that. So it's quite interesting to, you know, have people, you know, fly that distance and stuff and to come. I really thank you for coming to add support and also, you know, to help yourself. So it's you know, quite nice to see people. That's the main thing. You get there and you wonder who's going to show up, you know, and I go, wow, this person's here, you know, this is great, you know. And then they share their experiences and how their life has changed a little bit or whatever, and it's great. But it's nice seeing the people coming to the expos, so that's why we like going to them. And it's not an easy setup and tear down. If you have been on the cruise helping us do that, there's people that have done that with us for quite a while, and they know, you know, to put the chamber up and to do everything. It's if it works out well without any problems, it's about an 8-hour job. Tear down might be, if it works out good, maybe 6, and sometimes it's longer. But that's what it takes. And that's with many hands and many fingers. So anyway, thank you, everybody. So we can I'll turn it back over to you again, I guess.
Okay, Ron, I just wanted to mention to the listeners that you have put on your website a YouTube link. It's on the homepage of creationlightship.com. If you scroll down to the right side toward the middle, you'll see the YouTube typical logo, and you can click on it and find a recent video that Ron posted from when he was in Southern California in February 2014. It's one of the first or second of the lectures that he did. And so the whole thing is there, and it's very easy to hear and see. So it's good videotaping on that, and it's now available in case you'd like to see what it's like to visit with Ron at the expos and attend one of his talks, or maybe you missed the one in Los Angeles and you'd like to, you know, hear what you missed. There's one right there. And also, if you're new, if you've just recently learned about Ron Amatron and the Creation Lightship, there's opportunity to get caught up by visiting Ron's website, where there's ample information, including links that are full of questions and answers, and all kinds of healings that are sample healings that we discuss on the programs often, a list of recommended healings, a lot of testimonials, lots of places where you can sign up for the email newsletter. And there's a link there to learn everything you need to know about Ron. And also, the best part of it is Ron has saved quite a few of the archives from many of his programs. He's had 4 or 5 already, and so a lot of the radio archives are there as well. And lots of people enjoy listening to those archives and getting caught up. So it's really great to listen to them and learn about more about the Creation Lightship, get the healings, hear about other people's concerns and questions, and it's just, you know, it's just so fascinating and also very healing. So Ron, when you were in Los Angeles in February, you did some healing work on Mike, and he has written testimony here, his progress report, he calls it, to tell you how he's doing now since it's been a couple of months. And he says he wants you to know he really appreciated the healing work, the attention you gave him, and that how you were able to see or sense or feel what he needed, because he could not speak and tell you himself. Now today, he feels stronger, and he has more physical abilities. He notices that he does not ponder on the healings, if they work or not, or how they work. He obtained from you 2 activated light beam photos to put in his room, he writes. And he believes their presence has benefited not only himself, but all who come in. He says, he writes here, several people lately look at me and no longer seem to see my disabilities, but instead say, I'm an inspiration to them. And he believes the healings helped him get through some challenges recently. He is happy to tell you that he really enjoys the visits to the Creation Lightship and the immense peace he's noticed each time. He wanted you to know that today is his 60th birthday, and he is listening now and very happy to be here and feeling so much better. He wants to celebrate with you on the Creation Lightship when we go there.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Yes, thank you for that great progress report, Mike. Say you're listening now. And Ron, it's about half past the hour. Do you want to go to the Creation Lightship at this time or take a few more questions or comments?
I want to do a couple of questions here, if we have any, and then maybe we'll go to the lightship in about 10 minutes.
Okay, well, let me just check the fast chat and see if there's any. Maybe we could do some quick healings, maybe a healing or two for people's concerns. I know some people seem like they're concerned about radiation and aliens and getting to them, so maybe people need a little bit of encouragement to feel like protected in a way. We could talk about the Earth Protect timeline crash, I suppose. That's one of the sample free clearings that Ron offers. And the way that works is when you click on it, you put your name and maybe your area, your geographical area there. Some people put their address. And Ron, what I understand is that that we ask the light beings and maybe even the military, elite Creation Lightship military, to assist in that area. So could you discuss that a little bit, Ron, so people can feel maybe, you know, that they can use that clearing or any other of the free clearings and get a little bit more protection?
Yeah, we have quite a few free ones, and most of those are, maybe all of them, I think, are based for either be here now or to get rid of aliens, alien energies. So that's what we have online. What I'll do is a clearing here. So let's do a sample of, I guess we do fear again. So think of aliens, everybody, if you like, or what they could be doing to you. Maybe you have an abduction experience that you can recall, and we'll just clear that. So here we go, and that'll bring up fear also, I would imagine. Because people don't like to talk about alien abduction. So here we go, clearing away the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that will clear away the fear energy. So think of a fear that you may have. Maybe you saw an alien program, you know, alien movie, and that puts you in fear, not knowing that it's real that you're looking at, and now you realize that it was real, real on some timeline out there, and it could have been something that could be a prophecy here, but it never happened because the timeline never got created here. But it did happen, and it is being experienced. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm going to go a step further here. This will be quite interesting. We've all seen the original movie, I'm sure, of Alien, a long time ago, where that creature popped out of somebody's chest. So I'm sure that you've seen that. What if they set you up for that in that movie? I'm not saying that this is what happened, but possibly you saw that and you go, oh boy, I hope that doesn't happen to me, you know? And what if they connected you to a timeline where that did happen to you? And so right away, you're probably all getting a little weak behind the gills, you know. And so if that's the case, let's release that alien critter. Okay? So, here we go, everybody. So, releasing this. So, one, two, three, four, five, six. I'm yawning here. Oh, boy. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And getting rid of more of that energy. Let's get rid of the poison. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll go to the waste products. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And since you only probably had one, that's probably fine. So we'll just see how you feel. We'll have to think of what you can do next if you did feel this energy, and you may want to continue on with it. We have the alien attack page, so you could probably write in something there. That page, I think, is $10 a week if you want to go on that, or $30 for the month. I think there's eight different maybe options there with all different types of things. So, anyway, let's start off. Let's go to the lightship, everybody. So this is our birthday party. So if you're brand new to the program, once a month, the first Saturday of the month, we go and have a birthday party for people, and we go to the food court, and you're going to feel the energy of having this energy of food coming into you. So it's high frequency. We'll call it very small, size of a pencil eraser, and we'll have some birthday cake and ice cream and different things if you like that. So here we go, everybody. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And this only works live going to the light ship on this program. And that's just the way it works. You can't go on it unless you're on this program live. And if you are on it listening to an archive, then you're going to feel the peace energy. So here we go. And another way of stating this here, in the Bible, when Jesus was here, he said, you have to go like through me to go to the Father, basically. So that's what the light ship would be that Father energy. So anyway, that's how it works. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship now, everybody. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and yourself. You'll be bilocated instantly. You're not going to be disappearing. And you're going to be still in the room, but you're going to feel the energy of peace. And request your healings as you go up there. One healing through this particular lightship experience. So here we go, going up. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And if you're a seer, you might be able to actually sense and see, feel the light beams. So here we go, going up. So we're there, going into the hot tub room. That will go in there first. So the hot tub room is where they detoxify our body. And here we go. We're going to be in an orange type of gel. And we're in that now. If you want to get warmed up, if you're in an area that's cold, since we are still dealing with winter type energies, you can ask to have your body temperature increase a little bit. And here we go. We're in that room. And now we'll go into some other healing rooms that people have suggested. So we'll go into the elephant room. And to a new person, you may wonder, gee, how can elephants be there? Well, or anything else. Remember, when you're in there, they have to bring forth a energy, and that energy or blueprint will be of what you know of as here. So you're not going to see anything that would be typically, I'll use the word, foreign to what you're used to seeing. So remember, there's other, all different types of life forms, but you wouldn't recognize it. So we'll bring in ones that are, you know, used and created here on this planet, and there's a light being in each one of those to help you out. So request your healing. We're going to go into the elephant room, and here comes the elephants. There's three of them. Request your one particular physical healing. So one, here they come, two, three, four, and five. Next we'll go into another room, the deer room. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'm commanding the energy by doing these, either counting or using stronger. Rainforest room. Now this is very beautiful. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we got mountains. That's good. So here comes the mountain. So if you want to get one of the mountains that could be here, you can request that. You may have your favorite mountain. So here we go. Go in there. And use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And somebody requested in the detox room to have the green mud in the hot tub. So remember, we're all in our own hot tub. This is not like the 60s, you know, or communal tubs, we'll say. So we all have our own. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. You might feel the mud on your skin right now. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to a room where they can work on our spine. So here we go. So if you have a spine condition, maybe one of your muscles is too tight, have an alignment problem, we'll see if we can help you out with that. So let's first go into the room for muscles, back muscles. And here we go. So this is like an energetic massage here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll go into a room where they work with our disc and our spine. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, that felt very good here. Let's go into a room that it's like a hot tub room. And this can help to release maybe muscle tension. We could call it stress out of the body. So let's go into that room. Here we go. So bringing in the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll go into one more room before we come back. This will be the room of your choice. So any, you want to request healing. There's all different types of rooms. If you don't know of one, we'll just go into the beautiful rainforest room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to go to the room with white light. People like to have white light energy. And then we got to go into the room for the food court. So here we go. White light room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to have our birthday party. So we're going to go to the food court. You're going to see other light beings there, maybe in some type of form that we can recognize. So they do pick bodies. And you're going to go to the one that has the birthday party room. And there's a lot of light beings there. They're going to sing happy birthday to everybody. And we're now selecting our dessert. So I always look for that maybe German chocolate cake with the drizzle and the ice cream and the toppings and maybe a cherry and some nuts and some drizzle and different things like this. And you have your own choice, too. And it's the size of a pencil eraser, so you don't know what you're getting typically because it's so small. But when you put it into your mouth, which we'll do in about 10 seconds here, so it's going on one of your index fingers here. It can be popped into your mouth underneath your tongue right now, and you might find your saliva changing. This is interesting. So you're having that particular type of dessert, and it's going to vitalize your body, give you all types of nutrients. If you need seconds, we can request seconds now. And the life beings now are singing along with us, happy birthday. Remember, we're up there in physical form. Whatever you're wearing right now is what you're wearing. If you happen to be in your bathtub, which one lady said, gee, Ron, I took a bath on one of your shows, going to the light ship. I don't know what to think about that. Well, I said, well, they gave you a robe. So here we go. So here we go. Let's sing happy birthday here. So that's being done now. And you probably feel the energy vibrating. It's a very peaceful, heart energy. And seconds and thirds are available. So we're going to come back from the light ship now. And our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming down with us, so you may just check them out. It's really nice to have animals go up because they do change. I'm told a lot of people who get on the programs who maybe have a dog or a cat, those animals come right to them and sit next to them, or they want to get picked up to be close to where the speakers are. So here we go. We're coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and what I'll do here is we're back, and I want to energize maybe some flowers for people. We have calls where we do clone replica calls. And what we'll do, if you have any flowers in your room, we will make them real because everything is being switched out all the time here, maybe every 10 minutes for humans, and maybe even, let's say, more so for your flowers. So they may not be actual real, but they will look like they are. They're a replica, and we'll make it real for you. So if you have a vase of flowers or maybe a plant in your room right now, I'm going to count to 100 to take out the replicas of that. You may see your that particular plant or flowers actually wiggle a little bit sometimes. If you're able to see auras, just start watching that, and you're going to see it actually change before your eyes here. So here we go. Making it real. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 70, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So this will work one time on an archive, if you hear an archive. So I guess I'll turn it back over to... you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. The replica removal, as you said, will work one time on the archive only, and I'm so glad for that because today it just so happens that I bought some carnations to celebrate spring, and I'm sure they're going to be looking more themselves and smelling really good. And also, Ron had mentioned earlier that the healings that occurred on the Creation Lightship earlier in the program will only work during the live program. So just in case you missed that, I want to repeat it because you can listen and enjoy the visit to the Lightship and the birthday party, but you'll only receive the peace energy, not the healings, because we have to go with Ron in the present moment to him and escorted by Ron to the Creation Lightship for healing. And that's why he has these weekend intensives so that we can experience more of these physical healings and rejuvenations that the light beings perform for us. They're so loving and so caring, and they see what we need, and they listen to us and take care of us. And many people over the years have experienced the healing so vividly, and we get many, many testimonies. And Ron, there's one here in the CLS questions at yahoo.com from a listener and participant from Raleigh, North Carolina. She writes, "Hi, Ron, the 8-hour intensive that I experienced on Sunday," this is from March 31st, "was incredible in so many ways. I started the day very much at peace, heart-centered, and for the most part, I still am now. All the healings that you did worked immediately. Examples, I can see better, even without glasses. My skin problems cleared up and are healed. Any negative emotions are gone, and today for the first time, I found the alien energies and entities were not attaching to me. I still feel clear. One significant thing is that coworkers think I saw a doctor over the weekend, as they tell me I look 10 years younger and had a couple of lines which are gone, and my skin is clear and smooth. Thank you, Ron, for this day for the 8-hour intensive. These are the only words I know how to use. And then she wanted to let you know that you had brought in the earth, the new earth energy on Saturday. And she wrote, from Sunday morning until 2 p.m. today, there have been strange clouds in the sky that I have never seen before. Some of them were thin and transparent, but different. I have worked with the gray sky clearing. That's one of the free sample clearings since yesterday. And I seem to move slower, but doing a better job in my work. So we appreciate that information and your kind words to Ron about your experience on the 8-hour intensive. Any comments from you, Ron?
Yeah, the 8-hour intensive is quite interesting because it releases, you know, the alien critters that are living on your body and inside of your body. I'll do a sample now for everybody so you can kind of understand what that's about if you don't know what the 8-hour call is. So what we're going to do is get rid of the maggot energies on the top of your head. And this may sound a little weird, but, you know, we have phrases here like, you know, you make my skin crawl or something like that. My skin's crawling, you know, different phrases in the old days. It got you under my skin, you know, just different things like that, you know, that people have used in the past, maybe not too much now, but in the old days we had a lot of little phrases that meant something. So here we go. Let's get rid of those critters that are on the top of your head here. And so I'll count to 10 to do so. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see if your head feels a little different right now. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, my head does feel different. And, you know, I was thinking that about expressions. I remember, Ron, the expression when we would say we feel creepy. I think that's related to feeling, the feeling you get when you know a bug is crawling up your skin. Yeah, that's the creepy. Now that expression extends to a lot of different things. But so, yeah. So thank you for the maggot energetic removal. And back to CLS questions. A testimony here from someone who did timeline crashes after learning about the power of them from other people's testimonies while at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. So this person purchased the timeline crash for several months and did the financial debt, timeline crash financial debt. And just yesterday received a check for $10,000, but from someone who did not know anything about this person's debt, I mean, was not asked directly to help. So they wanted to make it clear. You understand that no one knew what they were doing. No one suspected that they were, you know, trying to clear out their debt. Just someone gave them a check for $10,000 and said it's to put towards credit card and taxes, property taxes. So they're just thrilled to pieces and wanted you to know about that. Okay, now on to the next letter for the CLS questions. This is from a listener in another listener in North Carolina. He wants to know, what does the heart-to-spirit connection clearing do?
Okay, what that'll do is clean out or clear away energies that's preventing your spirit from connecting to your heart center. So I'll just do a sample of that. Sometimes people have, I'll use the word heart pain, heart knots, and they just have a hard time connecting to that energy because you have some judgment or, you know, thoughts in there. So let's take away some heart knots. Well, I haven't done this one for years. I know I had one BBS program that I did it on, but I can't recall when it was. But here we go, heart knots. start releasing them from people. So it's normally caused when you have a lot of heart pain from relationships, okay? Heartache. So one, I think I do have a heartache whole lifetime clearing too online. But here we go, heart knot. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You might want to breathe now. See how your energy is feeling. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So if you've had that condition, your spirit should be able to come more into your heart center now, and you might feel the tension, stress from your heart being released. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy. Our show's looks like it's getting close to the time to leave, so I'll just say blessings to all of you. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Happy birthday, Mike, and everyone else who had a birthday. And the cake was good, so... Back
and
you,
thanks,
Kathy.
Ron. Thanks, Ron, so much for all the healings, and we worked really fast trying to get to everyone's requests and specific and general ways. And thanks so much to the listeners for writing. And tomorrow, the physical intensive 8 hours starts at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And have some water ready that Ron charges at the top of the teleconference and during the teleconference. And try to call in a few minutes early. So thanks again, Ron, and thank you, BBS. Good night, everyone.